Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and summer is winding down, and for many sports fans, that can only mean one thing. Football season is nearly upon us. But while fans are celebrating football's imminent return, others are focusing on the devastating toll the game takes on its players, particularly with regard to concussions and head injuries. And there was a lot of news related to this over the weekend, a scary high school football injury that ended in an 18-year-old being airlifted to a local hospital. Maybe you saw that. That was nationally televised on ESPN, that game. An NFL starter's career in question after suffering his third career concussion, and controversy surrounding ESPN's withdrawal from a documentary about head injuries in football. Let's talk about this with New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. We'll also touch on A-Rod and steroids in baseball. Hi, Bill. Thanks for coming back on. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How you doing? Well, it's pretty dismal menu here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't do the scores and who's up and who's down here. As you know, we do the issues. So, did you happen to see that nationally televised high school game over the weekend on ESPN?
Yeah, I did. I didn't see the injury, but I did watch the game. And I'm always, ever since ESPN started doing that, I've just been just very queasy.
Doing what? Doing high school games at all?
Yeah, doing high school games. They've got a whole high school programming. They've got a whole high school division. Before we even get to the physical trauma of it, I'm just thinking of the moral trauma of it, just the too much too soon, all this exposure. And I know that they've got, you know, they've got voracious programming demands, but it just made me very uneasy to see this stuff at an early age. I mean, you know, we wonder why Johnny Manziel turns into a jerk. They've been doing this since, you know, like 15 years old. So anyway, yeah, I did watch. I didn't see the injury, but
is the injury risk as high in high school as it is in college or the pros? Do you know?
Well, what I do know is that the University of North Carolina has a great center. It's called the National Center for Catastrophic Sport Injury Research. And, there was a young man who died. He snapped his neck, a young football player in Georgia, who died while just making a routine tackle. And according to the Institute, his death was, it was a tragic death. It was the first time since 2012 that, in other words, no player died, no high school player died in 2012, and this kid's death was the first death since 1994. So, in the last 10 years, it's sort of been like an average of 3 deaths per year. One is too many. So, I think that I'm arguing 2 things. I'm arguing, number one, that when you ask, is there a risk? I'm saying, well, in terms of deaths, there's not been that many. But if you want to ask the question, is football, institution of football, in trouble in terms of things between no injury and death, just the long-term physical trauma? Yes, mm-hmm. I think that the institution of football, from high school all the way to the National Football League, is in trouble.
And more than 4,000 NFL players are suing the league over claims that the league hid concussion risks, with some believing that the players' claims could be worth more than $1 billion. That lawsuit is set to be back in court next month. Can you give us any updates or insight into that litigation?
No, not except that that's one of about three lawsuits. And you know, beyond the specifics of it, Brian, I think what that means is that the hammer is really dropping on the National Football League. There's no way, and I've spoken to Roger Goodell, the commissioner, about this. There's no way that you can make this game safe. It's a brutal game. The fascination of it, the root of the fascination of it, is its brutality. And there's no way, no matter how many rules that you change. I mean, in other words, we just talked in the lead up to this piece. We talked about the player a player being receiving like his third concussion.
Right.
It's a collision sport, and unless you take collision out of it, you're going to continue to have these long-term negative.
Right. Well, so what do you do? I mean, is there a technological fix,
there's
like better
do,
helmets?
There's or nothing you can do.
A rules change fix? Because as I think you were hinting at a minute ago, people are literally starting to debate abolishing football.
Yeah, what can we do? You can't do anything, Brian. They've tried to take intimidation and fearlessness out of the game, by rules changes and where you can hit, but simply, once you take away, say, well, you can't hit to the head. What players are doing now is that trust me, you're going to see a rise in knee injuries because people are going to target hitting areas. They're going to target the chest area, the chest cavity. And you're talking about people who are getting much over the bigger. They're getting faster, stronger. I talked once about the dimensions of the football field have not changed since Newt Rockne. They have not changed. But yet, what has changed? Players are big. They're strong. They're faster. They're moving. The velocity. If you've ever watched a football game, at ground level, go to the sideline and watch. It will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It is incredible. So. Again, there's nothing really, Brian, you can do. Do I think they're going to abolish the game in the next decade? No, but I do think in some period of time, football will be in a place that you never imagined it to be, near extinction.
By the way, I saw your, after your comment a minute ago on the your discomfort with ESPN, for putting high school football under such a spotlight. I saw the article in the Times today by your colleagues about the role of ESPN in determining what goes on in college football now. And then there's that story of ESPN backing out of its involvement with the PBS Frontline documentary about the NFL and player concussions. Do you see ESPN playing an increasingly nefarious role in sports culture?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'll preface it by saying I do work for ESPN. I do a show called The Sports Reporter
on
ESPN.
Sorry, didn't know that.
Yeah. And I do it, Sunday mornings. And just as an aside, I mean, that's the only show on ESPN that's got outside, columnists on it. It's an elephant in the room. And I will say, I think in the 22 years I've been doing The Sports Reporters, I think maybe once around Ben Roethlisberger when he was going through his sexual harassment thing and ESPN was kind of figuring out how they were going to report it, that we were cautioned to be careful about what we said about it. Not don't say anything about it, but be careful. But I've done several parting shots about the NFL and about this culture of violence and the concussions and how the NFL is like the tobacco industry.
So you've got your freedom of speech there.
Yeah. So, but your question was ESPN's role, and ESPN is sort of the judge and the jury, and maybe even the executioner in terms of the role it plays in the matchmaking. It's almost like Don King in that Don King used to always promote both fighters.
That's funny.
And so, I think whenever you've got any type of potential monopoly, that there's an issue. Now Fox News is beginning a sports division. CBS is beginning sort of a beefing up a huge separate sports division. So, I think that, whenever you've got colleges playing basketball, football games on Thursday and Monday and Wednesday,
for the sake of the media.
Pardon me?
For the sake of the media.
Yeah, just for the sake of money. You've got professors, college presidents, who are jumping at it because of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever money is ruling stuff, Brian, it's not just in football, but across the board, you've got moral problems. And right now, I think football as an institution in this country has a clash of ethics and morals. Ethics say that, you should play when you're hurt. But morals say that as a coach, you should not play people when they're hurt. So, yeah, I think that from ESPN, you know, to, you know, CBS, ABC, but particularly ESPN, there is an issue in terms of being the judge and being the jury.
I wanted to sneak in an A-Rod question, but we only have 45 seconds. I'll just say that I appreciated your controversial column that said if baseball is going to try to suspend A-Rod for twice as many games as anyone ever for performance-enhancing drugs, he should appeal and force the league to show their evidence. In 15 seconds, do you still feel that way?
More than ever. And what tickles me more, Brian, I think you're a Yankees fan too,
yeah,
is this ambivalence that Yankees fans have about A-Rod. On one level, the Yankees are about to close this gap, and they're right in the middle of a pennant race. But they don't want to see A-Rod be the catalyst for it.
Yeah, I don't like it when people root for the cheaters just because they get hits. But Bill Roden, New York Times sports columnist, thanks a lot.
Hey, my pleasure, Brian.